along the upper Mississippi River this weekend, particularly in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa. Thousands of volunteers filled and piled sandbags in an effort to hold back the rising water. Heavy snow this past winter and recent rains have brought the mighty Mississippi to one of its highest levels in 100 years. When the river overflowed in 1997, many homes, farms, and businesses were lost. Since then, some cities have taken extensive precautions to protect against floods. Others have not. Davenport, Iowa, is the largest city on the upper Mississippi that does not have a flood control system. The river is expected to crest at 22 feet there on Tuesday. Dee Bremmer is Public Works Director in Davenport, and she joins us. Thank you for joining us, Ms. Bremmer.
I'm glad to be here.
Where are we reaching you now? At your office?
Yes.
And how far away are you from the river?
We're about 46 blocks from the river. My office in 1993, the large flood on the Mississippi River, actually was in the flood, and we were working out of a parking lot. And we have relocated to the heart of our city to be able to extend services from there.
How does the situation this year compare with some of the other floods you've seen? And not necessarily 1993, the big one.
Well, usually the city has very minor flooding each year. We have a very extensive flood plan in terms of levees that we build, temporary levees and dikes, and we use a lot of pumps in different locations to pump down the water. We do that nearly every year without anybody having any idea that goes on, very minimum money. But this particular flood was a bit of a surprise to us. A week ago Thursday, the prediction was 16.1, and then the next day they changed it to a major or maybe near record flood. Mm-hmm. And so in a very short time, we've had to prepare and find all the resources necessary to protect ourselves. But we did that, and with the plan that we've done after the 93 flood, we've got that fairly well organized.
How high a levee are you building?
We've protected the city for a flood of 23 feet.
And predictions are now a crest of 22?
22.5, 22 to 22.5.
Not a lot of wiggle room there.
No, not a lot of wiggle room.
What happens if it rains?
What happens when it rains is that we have a lot of pumps on the dry side of the levee pumping down the storm sewers because the same thing that takes the water out to the river brings the river back to the land side. And if it rains really hard, those pumps will have difficulty staying up with that water, and that'll get our clay levees saturated. So mm-hmm. We're hoping that we don't have a lot of rain here.
Are you working around the clock?
We're not going to build the levee any higher. What we're doing now is we're trying to reinforce the backsides of those levees. And we have two major areas that we're trying to protect. One is our professional baseball stadium, which is right out on the edge of the river. We've built an earthen berm around that stadium, but it's becoming very difficult to keep that levee dry. It's very saturated, and we're not sure if we're actually going to win that war.
So you have levees and you have pumps, but not a flood wall.
That's correct. We do not have a flood wall in our downtown or on the upper pool.
Why not?
In the 80s, mid-80s, we had a project in with the federal government to build a flood wall like our neighbors in the downtown. And the community turned down that money because they wanted to be able to see the river. We have a gambling boat and a major recreation area in the heart of our downtown where we have a lot of festivals during the summer. And it's our beach to the ocean, I guess, in terms of tourists and tourist dollars. They estimate over $300 million into our economy from that tourist trade. And the gambling boat.
But what happens, when it floods, that shoreline, kind of gets a little bit closer to downtown.
That's correct. Across the street on River Drive, we've built new buildings, and we plan on actually building a $30 million art museum, all with a flood wall around the building. And so those buildings, though the river will flood, they will not be flooded. And we've been very successful in our new construction to be able to use that method of individual flood wall protection to have them have that view and that feeling of the river, but still not have any damage during flooding.
Are you holding your breath?
Yes. this will be the third major, the largest flood in Davenport in our history, 1965, 1993. And in 1993, it was 22.63. And this year, they're expecting 22.5. These are the 100-year floods coming much sooner than that.
Dee Bremmer is Public Works Director in Davenport, Iowa. Thank you so much, Ms. Bremmer. Good luck.
You're welcome. Thank you.